veteran is someone who at one point in their life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount up to and including their life. Welcome to Common Valor, real stories from those who served in America's military, brought to you by Vetflix, a leader in documenting and sharing the veteran experience.
Sending young people into harm's way is never easy. We ask them to leave family and friends to travel to foreign lands to defend our freedom and secure it for others. We welcome them home, thank them for their service, and try not to learn too much about what they did and what they went through. This story is from veterans of the war in Afghanistan and explores the risks that surround them and the realities they face while living in a war zone. These are the dangers of deployment today.
We got hit, I think, total like 12 or 15 times.
There was a little IED trouble going through the route, doing the 70-kilometer road.
We're driving through a canyon in the tracks of everyone else, and we struck an IED.
He ended up stepping on, like, an anti-personnel mine, because Afghanistan's, like, there's more mines than population.
You know, this was my first time, you know, like, getting shot at. You know, the other times, it was, like, another truck had IED, different times. It was, like, just random, random shots. And to get shot at, it's like, man, these guys really don't want us here.
So going over there, not knowing what to expect, was tough. I'd say the toughest, though, deployment-wise, was this last one to Afghanistan, just because the kids are at that age where they know I'm gone, and it makes it a lot tougher with them.
We got all in a circle and everything, and that's when the CO came out and said, hey, you know, I know we were supposed to go to Spain in August, but we're deploying in March to Afghanistan.
We were just about to go on Christmas stand-down, and we got the order that we were headed back to Afghanistan. When we got that word, we were all crushed for that first couple minutes. After that, we realized, hey, it's our job, we got to go.
It was dangerous, no matter what anybody says, being in Afghanistan, being in the southern parts there. It's dangerous. It keeps you alert. It definitely keeps you alert. I had my eyes open, watching everybody. Even the little kids.
If you're out on projects or outside the wire, if it's your first time going outside the wire, your stress is going to be high. It's because of the anticipation of we're going out on a convoy. You don't know what's going to happen. It's our first convoy together as a team in a different country.
And that's where, you know, the Taliban gets to run rampant, because they just go in and they'll, you know, a convoy will come through, that convoy will get hit, and then they'll back lay the road with like twice as many IDs that were what were there the first time.
I mean, just getting shot at by, it's like, okay, this is directed at us, and, you know, some people don't want us here, and sitting there, it's like, man, this is how it ends, you know, like, my wife was pregnant at the time, and, you know, it's like, damn.
We were attacked a few times at our small base, but we had a lot of people that had been injured and hurt in our province, and they would be flown into our base. So we'd see the effects of the war going on around us.
The whole not knowing your enemy, though, it's scary.
So you get kind of a mixed emotions from them. There's a lot of them that welcome you, and then some that, you know, kind of wish you weren't there. So Al-Qaeda doesn't wear uniforms. The locals don't wear uniforms. Everybody looks the same. So, you know, this guy may be friendly. The guy standing next to him could be a bad guy. And you just don't know. We did have the unit we were attached to lost quite a few people. And there towards the end, it was a couple of weeks every week until we left out of there. So it's definitely dangerous. There's people dying every day over there, and it's tough, you know, being older, to watch these younger guys. You know, you see kids that are 18, 19 being loaded on a plane in a box. It's tough.
Deployments are always dangerous. Our obligation to veterans is to honor their service, care for them when they return, and always value the sacrifices they and their families make. For more veteran stories, visit vetflix.org. Subscribe, rate, and review at iTunes. And thanks.